It's Morning Edition from NHPR. Donald Trump is back in New Hampshire today. The Republican presidential nominee is set to hold a campaign rally in Laconia tonight. This comes as a report this week finds that Trump's former campaign manager and New Hampshire resident, Corey Lewandowski, has become increasingly more involved with the campaign behind the scenes. Ben Schreckinger is a reporter for Politico. He co-wrote that article, and he joins us now via Skype. Good morning, Ben.
Hey, good morning.
Ben, so Trump fired Lewandowski back in June, but what did you learn about the type of involvement that he's having with the campaign now?
Sure. So even after his firing, he kept in close touch with the candidate. The two formed a close personal bond, and it was really the candidates, the children, that forced Lewandowski's ouster. But recently, especially since the departure of Paul Manafort in late August, he's been re-engaging with the campaign more broadly. He met with Matt Biondo, who's helping run the New Hampshire operation, offered to be a liaison between New Hampshire and New York. He's now reportedly listening in on morning conference calls held by communications and political staff in New York. And is generally serving as a resource, especially for the New Hampshire operation, where he has the most institutional knowledge, the most knowledge of the state.
Yeah, you've heard from New Hampshire campaign staffers for Trump saying that they're consulting with him on a regular basis?
That's right. Okay. That's right.
So it's not a formal role, but he is having influence outside the bounds of the campaign.
Yes. Yeah. And that influence in recent weeks has been growing.
And it sounds like it was recent changes at the top of the campaign, like you said, most notably the resignation of campaign chair Paul Manafort. That opened the door to Lewandowski's return. And Lewandowski was really credited with kind of being letting Trump be Trump early on in his campaign, isn't he?
That's right. It's somewhat ironic, given that Paul Manafort was brought in to instill some discipline in Trump. Trump really chafed at Manafort's attempts to keep him on prompter, keep him on message. But with the departure of Manafort, bringing on Kellyanne Conway, people like David Bossie, who's a friend of Corey's, and Corey getting more involved in the campaign, this has actually coincided with the most on message, most disciplined few weeks of the campaign for Trump.
And now, to be clear, Corey Lewandowski declined to comment, and the Trump campaign insists he has no decision-making authority. Is that correct?
That's right. That's right. And his role broadly by people who have been interacting with him, people who have been observing his relationship with the campaign, it's informal, it's advisory, and it's quiet. It's behind the scenes.
All of this comes as Lewandowski continues to work as a paid political analyst for CNN, where he appears almost daily, and he's vigorously defended the campaign while he appears on CNN. So what kind of ethical concerns are being raised about that?
Sure. There are really from the start of his gig with CNN, it was pointed out that he probably had a strict non-disclosure because most people working for Trump have signed a strict non-disclosure, non-disparagement, makes it hard for someone to comment objectively. The fact that he's still receiving severance pay from the campaign also critics say hamper his ability to be like a true objective CNN commentator. And of course, any additional involvement with the campaign only compounds those concerns.
Yeah. Ben Schreckinger is a reporter for Politico. He co-wrote that article about Corey Lewandowski and the Trump campaign. Thanks so much, Ben.
Yeah, thanks for having me.